Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We commend the Colombian government's commitment towards achieving lasting peace through the signing and progressive implementation of the peace agreement. We welcome in particular efforts to reintegrate former FARC members into society and measures such as the establishment of the comprehensive system of truth, justice, reparations and non-repetition. We also commend the Colombian government's achievements in reducing poverty through comprehensive policies such as the United Act and the More Families in Action program. We recommend that the government continues to invest in and expand the coverage of such poverty reduction programs to cover the most vulnerable groups, including older persons. Women have played critical roles in Colombian society, including in the peace process. We acknowledge the Colombia's government's progress in promoting and safeguarding women's rights through policies such as the National Public Policy on Gender Equality for Women. We recommend that the government further strengthens its legal framework to protect women's rights, in particular to combat sexual violence and domestic violence. Colombia has been active in the promotion of human rights internationally. We hope Colombia will act sensitively in this regard, taking into account specific national peculiarities of its partners. We wish Colombia every success in attaining lasting peace and prosperity for its people. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.